Welcome back to Insights for Health. Our guest today is Dr. Hilary Chambers, and we've been talking about cholesterol. And doctor, when we're trying to manage cholesterol, the reason is that it's associated with cardiovascular health, but there's many factors that influence cardiovascular health. To focus on cholesterol alone, is that a wise approach?
It's absolutely one part of that bigger picture when it comes to our cardiovascular health. So if we're ignoring all of the other ones, we might be misinterpreting almost, thinking that we're home free. Things like your blood pressure, your stress levels, your nutrition habits, whether or not you're a smoker or you're around smokers, family history. So when we think about that whole person and that individual risk assessment, then we can interpret and understand their cholesterol results on their blood work and how aggressively we might need to manage their cholesterol.
When we hear about medications for cholesterol, we hear about the statins, but there's a lot of side effects.
The way that statins work, basically, is they reduce the production of cholesterol by the liver. As a result, that cycling that we've been talking about of carrying things around the body that the cholesterol is important for and making those hormones, that is going to be a huge impact and a side effect of taking statin medications. We typically, most commonly, are seeing hormone levels. We need cholesterol to make sex hormones like our testosterone and our estrogen and our progesterone. And so we might see a libido loss or reduced sex drive. We might see erectile dysfunction. We might have women's health fluctuations, I'll say, like your hot flashes, your night sweats. But typically, again, we're seeing that hormonal shift, and it's because of the statin or because of the cholesterol levels changing. We also often don't realize that it depletes something called CoQ10. But CoQ10 helps us make fuel, or I'll say energy, in the body. And so the biggest way we see that manifest is in muscle weakness or tingling, or people will describe it to me as an off feeling, or not quite numbness, but just their muscles feel fatigued. And that muscle weakness or fatigue or sensation change is caused by having your CoQ10 depleted because you're taking a statin medication.
People will talk about pain and digestion and brain fog.
That's right. So on that similar path where we're getting that muscle pain or muscle weakness because we aren't making fuel because CoQ10 is depleted, we're also going to get brain fog because we need lots of fuel to run our brain. You mentioned digestion, and absolutely. Typically, I'm seeing gassiness or looser stool, sometimes even fats in the stool. Again, that shift of how the liver produces our cholesterols and that bile production to break down our fats, if that is diminished and we aren't able to break down our fats from our meals as well, then that's going to cause lots of havoc in our digestive tract.
So the statin's blocking a certain pathway through the liver, and downstream of that blockage is cholesterol, is CoQ10, and the production of hormones, and probably a very complex web of factors within the liver. So if the statin is blocking the cholesterol, ideally it should just be blocking the LDL cholesterol, but it blocked total cholesterol.
So it's going to be all cholesterol, because that's why part of those side effects are going to have. It's unfortunate that we don't just have that targeted approach of lowering LDL.
Can our cholesterol be too low?
Absolutely. I see this all too often. Sometimes it's because someone is medicated and they haven't been retested to see if their cholesterol is too low, or naturally, maybe from the diet with their genetics, their cholesterol just exists and it's too low. And what this typically causes, as we said, hormonal issues are key. So lowered sex drive, fertility concerns is something that we often miss, or has often been missed, that if our cholesterol is too low, we can't make those sex hormones, our fertility is reduced. So think about that one. And then vitamin D issues. As we mentioned, we can't integrate and activate, utilize that vitamin D without cholesterol. So if you're testing your vitamin D levels are too low, or if you're noticing, my immune system isn't functioning optimally and my mood is a little low, then your cholesterol might actually be the reason that your vitamin D isn't working properly in the body.
Yes, we're targeting cholesterol, but there is a cascade effect of deficiencies.
There's a reason these systems are in place in the body. There's a reason we need and consume fats and make cholesterol and use them in the body, right? And so if we're now skewing that system, then of course we're going to get this whole array, really wide range of impacts in the negative way across the body. But where it becomes important in the differential is, well, let's weigh the negatives and the positives. So if your cholesterol is sky high, the risk of heart disease, of heart attack, of blood pressure, all of it, those risks are going to outweigh possibly the risk of some of these other impacts in the body.
Yeah, they definitely have their place. So I wonder if sometimes they're overused.
They have been in the past. There's been a major shift in the normal blood test values. So I mentioned the ratio has changed, but the LDL has been changed as well, and to what's considered normal and what's considered, okay, we need treatment.
How can we do this naturally?
Yes, that's what we want to get to. So, of course, nutrition is going to be really important. We want to eat cholesterol-lowering foods, and we want to make sure we avoid foods that are going to skew our cholesterol levels. So cholesterol-lowering foods are considered the high-fiber diet. So your legumes, beans and lentils, your veggies, your whole grains, for example, all those high-fiber foods are going to help to lower our cholesterol levels and keep them in check. We also want to make sure that we are avoiding, of course, some of these biggies are really, really important. So trans fats, that's the number one. Please do not eat trans fats. I tell my patients, if there's more than zero, that is too much. Because they're human-made fats. They're not actually naturally occurring. So they're very harmful to the body, and they're very much going to impact and skew our cholesterol. Saturated fats are another one that's listed on nutrition labels, if you've noticed that. They are naturally occurring. But if we have way too much of them in the diet, then yeah, okay, we can get some contribution to higher cholesterol, but I put a little less emphasis. Your saturated fats are foods like red meat, dairy, coconut, like coconut oil will have some, your butter is a big one. These foods, we can have some, but just not too much. It's about 6% of your total calories for the day is the maximum amount allowable for saturated fats. And then, of course, your sugars. If we have too many sugars in our system, too many carbs, can't use them, burn them all up basically for fuel, then we have to put them into other areas. So we will convert them into cholesterol, and we do see a very strong relationship between high intake of sugar in the diet and increased total and LDL bad cholesterol.
You say to have a high fiber diet, and yet the majority of the cholesterol in our system is produced by the liver and is circulating through the bloodstream. So where is the connection between the GI tract and cholesterol in the blood?
Think about fiber as something that's going to grab onto things. So when we have fiber, especially soluble fiber, that soluble fiber is going to envelop, grab onto the cholesterols that are, again, secreted in our bile and absorbed from our foods in the digestive tract, and it's going to hold onto it and help to eliminate it from the body. So we do eliminate some of it. We don't reabsorb all of it. And so that, again, helps to promote that healthy cycling, keeping our LDLs in check and our HDLs in balance and higher even. So we make sure that we're consuming lots of these soluble fibers to help with that total cholesterol to HDL cholesterol ratio.
In a dietary situation where the fiber can collect cholesterol, when the bile is mixed with chyme coming out of the stomach into the small intestine for digestion, and the bile being important for digestion, can some of that bile be reabsorbed into our bloodstream?
Absolutely. The body is very savvy that way. We reabsorb our bile actually later on in the digestive tract, but basically we use it in the small intestine, and then as we're exiting the small intestine going into the large, we are reabsorbing that bile, and it's going into that circulatory, into the circulatory system, its bloodstream, but we don't reabsorb all of it. And if we have a little bit more soluble fiber, especially in our diet, we're going to grab onto and eliminate through the colon. We're getting a better turnover and production of new cholesterol from the liver, and as we turn those over, again, we see a healthy balance of our cholesterol levels.
Plant sterols are one of the tools to help us manage cholesterol naturally. How do they do that job of managing cholesterol?
So plant sterols are obviously plant-based, and they look like cholesterol. They're very similar in structure. So because they look like cholesterol, they're going to compete with cholesterol to be absorbed from your food and from your bile. So instead of, you know, the soluble fibers grabbing onto and helping to eliminate, this works in a different way. The plant cells are going to compete for absorption. So it actually, there, if you have enough of them in a supplement form, then we can reduce up to about 50% of our cholesterol absorption from food. And this actually is interesting because it's competing for absorption. We reduce the bad cholesterol and total cholesterol, but we don't reduce the good cholesterol in the body.
Red yeast rice, that can be beneficial.
Absolutely. Red yeast rice is actually the origin of where that statin medication was derived from. So they noticed that red yeast rice can help to improve cholesterol levels. They figured out the component of it, that element of it, and they isolated it, made it into a pharmaceutical called statin. So it's going to work in the same kind of way as the medication without the side effects, with much lower risk of side effects. It's going to reduce the production of cholesterol in the liver. So we're going to get lowered cholesterol. Actually, we get, you know, depending on your dose, but if you take the Health Canada Max dose of it, then you're going to reduce your total cholesterol by 10% or so and your bad cholesterol by 17%. That's the average. So that's going to significantly impact.
Yeah. So plant sterols we can get out of diet?
Yeah, so they are naturally occurring in a whole bunch of veggies and fruits are the biggest ones. Legumes are another great one. You'll even find them in some nuts, but it's really challenging and even some sources say impossible to get enough plant sterols just from your food in order to have enough competition with the cholesterol in our food to reduce the absorption of cholesterol overall. But if you're actively needing to lower your total cholesterol, your LDL cholesterol, because you're at risk of heart disease and your levels are high on blood work, then we often need to go a little further, a little above and beyond just having them in their natural state from fruits and veggies.
The healthy habit, we carry a product from Healthology. It's called Cholesterolus, and it has the plant sterols. It has the red yeast rice in it. To get the concentrations required, you'd almost have to supplement.
Bisphenol is one, or the active form, is one that we haven't talked about yet, which is really, really beneficial for heart health. So first of all, in and of itself, it's going to act as an antioxidant to help to heal and repair damage that blood vessels are maybe have experienced because of having high cholesterol. So important if you've had high cholesterol in the past to have that ubiquinol or active CoQ10. It's also interesting because it's going to improve your HDL good cholesterol level, but also reduce your total cholesterol. So it helps with that balance, that ratio. And then, you know, the other interesting part about it is taking that active form of the CoQ10, the ubiquinol. Not only is it helpful for heart health overall, but it's also, if someone has been on a statin and their doctor has taken them off of it, because maybe they're experiencing those side effects of CoQ10 depletion, then taking CoQ10 will replenish that CoQ10 that taking that medication has diminished in the body.
So if a person were to say, I'd like to maybe try something naturally, how long would it take, doctor, to actually see results versus using a statin?
If someone were to decide with their doctor that they're wanting to switch over, right, commit to natural cholesterol management.
Yeah.
And so about 2 months is when I like to check. A lot of times your family doctor isn't going to test you that frequently, but you do need to make sure that you're going back and being retested absolutely no longer than 6 months to make sure that your natural cholesterol management is working as effectively.
Doctor, thank you for joining us on Insights for Health today. Do you have any summarizing comments for our audience in regards to naturally managing their cholesterol?
Well, first, thank you so much for having me. These are always fantastic discussions. I think in sort of a summarization, thinking about cholesterol as not just bad, but remembering that it exists in our body when it's at a healthy level, in a healthy balance, is a good and important thing. And again, making sure that if there are risk factors, if you're not sure what your cholesterol levels are even, think about making sure it's tested so that you know exactly where you stand. And then using your test results in combination with looking at you as a whole person to understand where you stand for your risk factors for heart disease and how to go about managing it effectively. But there are so many natural things that we can use that are effective for reducing and managing, maintaining healthy cholesterol levels.
Again, doctor, thank you for joining us on Insights for Health.
Thank you so much for having me, David.
Thank you for listening to Insights for Health. Our guest today has been Dr. Hilary Chambers. To re-listen to this interview, visit our website, thehealthyhabit.ca, and click Interviews. and visit us at 451 St. Clair Street in Chatham and ask us about supplements to naturally manage your cholesterol. The Healthy Habit, where we help you help yourself with your health.